Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus this morning. I appreciated the emphasis on the Lord Jesus this morning. Who would we be without Christ? Who would you be without Christ? I don't know. Where I left off, I was a trucker, going my own way, doing my own thing, exalting my truck, seeking for approval of men in the wrong way. What about you? Where did Christ get a hold of your life? Did he make a difference? Is he done yet? Aren't you glad? All our righteousness is as filthy rags. But we have a sure place in the Lord Jesus, don't we? Do people need affirmation? Does the human race need affirmation? From who? Brothers and sisters? People they look up to? From their authorities? Is that all sufficient?
Mostly from the Lord.
I'm sorry, try again. We can get along okay without the others, if I may state it that way. We can get along okay without the affirmation of those around us. But like Gary said, most of all, we need that affirmation from the Lord Jesus Christ that we are his child, that we are made righteous through his blood. We need to know that we are the son of a king. So we need affirmation from God and man. In general, does our society lack affirmation? Yes. From whom? God and man, doesn't it? How can we tell that? That was a pretty quick yes. How do we know that in general the society lacks affirmation?
By the way they're seeking approval, just like you in your own experience.
By the way they're going about seeking a place to stand on. What are some of the ways that you see men looking, or women, or people in general? What are some things that stand out to you that people do to find affirmation? Or, I'm not a Facebooker, but that like thing. Yes?
The biggest and the best truck.
The biggest and the best truck. Or the more chrome, or the lower you can get it, or the higher you can get it. Yes? The biggest and the best ministry.
Appearance.
Appearance. The way we look. Some more.
A good deed.
a good deed that you did to seeing before men, how much that person gave to charities. Some others. Being offended when you're not recognized. So, here we are this morning. Praise God. Like I shared already, you don't see me driving in my semi anymore, do you? But am I, this morning, am I exempt from that same drive? Yes, I'm born again. Yes, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I ask you this morning, am I exempt from that same need of being affirmed? Answer it for me, please. Am I exempt of that need? No, I'm not. But oh, I long to be. Why? Why do I long to be exempt from that need of having an affirmation? Let me clarify that, lest you think I long to be free from the affirmation of my Lord Jesus Christ. But what I'm longing for is to be free of that self, that pride that drives us. That, oh, if I can just describe to you the time and energy and the focus and the stuff that went into doing that truck. Well, what about here, us here this morning? Where do we spend time and energy and focus on things that are nothing? Like was shared already this morning, that are dung. I count them all but dung, for that I may gain the you know what I mean. For the Lord Jesus Christ. That I may count it all dung, that I might gain the thank you, Lord. I'm okay. Praise God. You know my heart. For the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have to make a grade, do we? How do we come to the Lord Jesus? How did you come to the Lord Jesus Christ? Did you have a boatload of righteousness when you came to Him? How was it? You're shaking your head. A what? A boatload of rottenness. Just as I am, without one plea. Brothers and sisters, do we need that this morning? I do. Because if I stand on anything else, what do I have? A pile of dung. A pile of dung. Why? Why do I? So do you see? Oh, that we could be affirmed by the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have to spend time and energy polishing or making things look just a certain way for the sake of an affirmation from the men around us, because we have the affirmation of the Lord Jesus Christ stamped on our heart that you are my beloved Son in whom I love and I died for you. He is all sufficient for your need this morning. But if you don't recognize that you have a need, you're sitting on a pile of dung. Lord, help us. Am I exempt of making the grade? I am, just as I am, without one plea. but that thy blood was shed for me. That's enough, brothers and sisters. Is that enough for you this morning? Or are you holding on to your whatever it is? God help us. Lord, speak. What grade does mankind need to make? I think we answered that already. But let's just say it again. What grade does mankind need to make? Knowing we can't make it. Which in essence, we don't have to make a grade this morning. There's no grade. There's no grade. Did the Pharisees have a grade that they were trying to attain to? They did. What was their grade that they were ascribing to? That they were hoping to win? What was the Pharisees' grade that they were looking to excel in? The praises of men. Sorry, Gary? To be approved by the fellow Pharisees. The glory of man. They were seeking the glory of man. That was their grade. They were seeking the grade of the law of Moses. Brothers and sisters, we don't have to get we don't have to pass the grade of the law of Moses this morning. What the law could not do, who did it? Christ. Christ fulfilled the law. Brothers and sisters, do we see who we need this morning? Do we see what we need? We need more of Christ. Okay. So, we need affirmation, we need it from God, and we do need it from one another. But let me ask you this. How does Jesus affirm you? How does Jesus affirm you? Yes. And that's a story. I mean, that was, how did Jesus say it? The kingdom of heaven is like unto this, right? Isn't that, didn't he use?
I don't know if he used that one.
Yes.
Jesus was cute for me is through peace and just through his word, like comforting.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any others? How does Jesus affirm you today, you beloved Christian, you that are believing in him? How does Jesus do that? Through people. That's right. When we come alongside, when we see Jesus working in any way, I mean, when we see the Spirit of God touching a brother's heart. We come alongside that brother and we say, go for it. You can get it. You can overcome that. You can go through that suffering. Whatever it is. That's right. Jesus was affirming to the woman caught in adultery. Did he love her sin? No, but he loved her for who she was. Said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So, he's affirming even now. Let's spend a little bit more time. So, I think we did answer that question pretty well. So, he affirms us even today through his word, through peace, through comfort, through our brothers. Are there any other that should be added to that yet? How does Jesus affirm you today as a Christian? Yes, Roy. Right.
Things for us. We need to recognize that.
And give him the glory.
Absolutely. There's times where we're driving along, or maybe we're shopping or something, and a song comes to mind about something. Just, without thinking. Suddenly mm-hmm. we're thinking, and it's just like a real confirmation to something we've been thinking about before. Those are God things.
Mm-hmm.
We need to recognize that.
Right. It's like he coming along and just being your friend.
Yeah.
Oren, you had something?
Same thing.
Okay. Just
testify that it's even the smallest thing he feels in our life, he cares about.
He does.
And you pray about a tiny little thing that he'll answer you, even right on the spot, or, it's supposed to rain and wet and not doing it goes away. And just small things like that, he's very, very mindful of the smallest detail in your life. Amen.
You had something else?
So we parked there, and it was dark, and we went through the corn maze. Had a good time together, and then we came back out to our vehicles. And when we got back to our vehicles, Josh came to me and said, Daddy, I lost the keys to the car. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. He
dark,
didn't have them.
Dark and in a corn maze.
Where in the world in that corn maze are we going to find those keys? And it's like, whatever. Yeah. And so we said, okay, well, hey, let's go looking. Well, about four of them went looking. The rest of us were praying. And I mean, in about 20 minutes, they came back with those keys. They found them in that maze. There was no, that was a God thing.
Right.
Seriously, it was.
Yeah. Was there another hand back here? John. Right.
Nothing else can bring.
Right. Right. Amen. Anything else?
Obedience.
Peace. Yeah. Well, and then, I mean, we have full assurance when we're walking in obedience. But when we're out of the centrality of Christ, when we're going about seeking dung. Did you have a hand? I mean, did you? Lord, help us. Lord, set us free to love you, and Jesus alone is enough. That all through our day, we can have that peace. We can have that blessed assurance. I come. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. First, Ephesians chapter 1, Paul spends time affirming them that, you know, he's made a way wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. These are Jesus affirming, saying, beloved Christian, you are loved. You have a place to stand. You don't have to go do something and post it on Facebook to get that like. You're liked. Jesus says, I like you. You're awesome. You're trusting in me. That's good. Keep it up. Let's go out into the world and do exploits. Let's go out into the world and do damage to the kingdom of the devil. Because you and me are a team. We're in this. Does that excite your soul? Does that get something going? Something so much more than the law of Moses could not do. Because you and Jesus. That's what he longs for us. Is Jesus enough? God affirmed his son. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And again, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. So you have a place to stand here this morning. Praise the Lord. Do you delight in the Lord Jesus alone? Please do. And then you can rejoice in his righteousness. Because we can't go about establishing our own righteousness. So I think we've even answered some of these questions. But let's just go over it again. So the question is this. So what is the fruit of a person that is affirmed by the Lord Jesus Christ and by fellow Christians? What are the fruits that come out of a life that has been affirmed by the Lord Jesus Christ and fellow man? Yes.
I have a verse for that. It says the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever.
So we had mentioned already, peace is one of those fruits that come out of being affirmed by the Lord Jesus Christ, and joy and righteousness. What are some other things of the fruit of a man or a woman that has Christ in their back?
I think boldness in speaking of Christ.
Boldness. Boldness to just... Because why? Because it's all about Jesus, right? It's not about me and my program. It's about the Lord Jesus. And here it is. It's a free gift. It's for you. It's his kingdom. Are you his channel? Are you his mouthpiece? Are you his representative? Or are you going about representing your own agenda or your own thing? It's trying to seek affirmation through those avenues. Lord, help us. Some others. Yes, Earl. Confident power. Because why? It's established in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Earl, who said that you can overcome sin?
Jesus.
And what are you going to stand on?
On his word.
On his word. That's right. Confidence. Do you lack confidence this morning? just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, I come. I come. Yes, Roy.
Security.
Security. You're secure. In what? What are you secure in, Roy?
In that relationship.
In that relationship. Because you're relating with who? The all-sufficient one. The one that has created you. The one who has made a way to show that you were a sinner. And then he made a way by the cross and the Lord Jesus Christ to set you free from sin. And to you, praise God. Was there another hand? But if we don't get the Lord Jesus Christ, can we find that peace? Can we find that rest, that confidence? It will be a pow of don't. Is there another hand? Spirit of rest. We don't have to spend all day working on that truck. We don't have to spend all day in, what is it?
Impressing
our friends. What is it? But, okay, that was back then. What is it for us today? Is there anything in our lives that are affecting us today that keep us from embracing the Lord Jesus Christ because we're going about establishing our own agenda? What is it? Business. I like a clean bean field. Is that driving me to the place where I'm looking for something in that? Or is the Lord Jesus Christ enough if it's a weedy field? God, I want you and you alone to be enough. Is that your heart's cry? My children aren't quite turning out right. This makes me look like a bad parent. Is Jesus enough in that moment? Do you have to post something? Please, I'm not condemning anybody that's Facebooking. But you don't have to be liked on Facebook to be approved by the Lord Jesus Christ. If there are godly things that are represented on Facebook and God is exalted, hallelujah, let's use it. But if that drive of self and selfish desires for those ambitions, pile of dung. did we get all done with what are the fruits of those that are affirmed by the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we done with that? Any others? Yes. I think it's all part of the package. But when we, I guess my thoughts to that, whether I'm accurate or not, it starts with you, Gary. You yield your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and Him being your central thing. And out of that will come fruits of righteousness. But if the next individual does not apply that same trust and faith and make Jesus Christ his centrality, even though you're affected by it, I don't know. That's my thoughts on it. If they don't make Him central, there's going to be things coming out of their life. You know what I'm saying? So that's whether that's... But let's look. My call is, let it be a personal inventory. Let it be a personal inventory that nothing but the Lord Jesus Christ is my goal. You get my heart's cry. And when that is my heart's cry, you can come alongside another brother and say, hey, I like that. That's good stuff. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to be encouraged and be affirmed like the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going to grow. Do you get what I'm saying? Getting into my last part of my message. Am I ready for that? Hold on. There's no fear in love. You mean you don't have to fear about financial prosperity or the lack thereof? Oh, to be like our Apostle Paul. How did he say it? Whether in lack or whether in prosperity, he's okay. Why? How can he say that? How can he say that? Was his focus on things? No, his focus was on the Lord Jesus Christ. He had figured it out. My righteousness is nothing, but the Lord Jesus Christ is everything. I am all sufficient in him. We have a clear vision of God's kingdom. We have more energy for the kingdom of God. We have more time for the kingdom of God. We have more resources for the kingdom of God. Now, are you with me so far? So, the answer to this question was, every human being needs affirmation. Yes. From who? God and man. Has God affirmed Christians who walk after him in obedience, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ? The answer is yes. So, here we are. What's next? This is my desire, brothers and sisters, that you are so complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you are able to go out, like Heidi mentioned, you're able to go out and bring forth the truth in confidence and in boldness and full of assurance. That our God is all sufficient for all needs for all of mankind. Brothers and sisters, that takes faith to believe. Because the world is broken. There are deep hurts. There are troubles. You name it. There are people by the millions looking to be affirmed. They're going about the wrong place. They're not hungering and thirsting after righteousness this morning. They're not like the woman at the well. How does that song go? Like the woman at the well, I was seeking. Anybody else know the next verse? for things that never satisfy. Brothers and sisters, do you have such faith? I confess this morning, I don't know that I do. But I want to get there. He's all sufficient. And the question is, if I don't have that confidence, why not? If I lack that confidence that he's all sufficient, what's going on? What's going on? Perhaps I have this dung over here. Perhaps I'm not trusting him like a child trusts his daddy. I don't know. But the Lord is showing me that if I find my all-sufficiency in him, then I will have that boldness to go out and proclaim the liberty and the power and the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel that sets man free, the gospel that set me free. Am I free this morning? Are you free this morning? Free from self and full of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if not, let's get there. Because the glory of God is at stake. Men. Oh, let me back up. Another question we asked early on. Do men lack affirmation? And the answer was, yes. Let me ask a challenging question. Do we lack affirmation here? Nobody needs to answer it. God help us to be full of him, full of the Lord Jesus Christ, and out of that, we can have confidence to preach and to come alongside and to see the works of God and praise and glorify our King. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of thereof. Did Paul affirm his fellow believers? He did. Did Jesus affirm the churches in Revelations? As much as he could. But do you see that? That he said, I'm blessed. Maybe we should just turn to one of them. Or could somebody just quote one that stands out to you that he came alongside and said, this I like in you. Name one. Thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans. That's right. So he came alongside and he affirmed them. Good job, right? That's good stuff. I like that. But over here, do you see what's going on? When we come alongside a person like that, good job. You're doing good in that. Does it give us the opportunity to speak other words of life? Other beautiful things? God help us. Lord, where do you want me to go from here? Hebrews 10:24. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. So this is basically the burden of my heart. Well, I don't know. It's part of the burden of the heart. The most important thing that I really want you to get this morning, if there can be such a thing from me, but my desire here this morning is that you would get the need for a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you get that, this is what I'd like to see. Hebrews 10:24. Like I said, I'm reading out of the Amplified. And let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and to do good deeds. My desire is that we could so be so confident in who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ that we can consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and to good works or good deeds. That's, God would just love to see people continue to prosper in the steps that they're taking for spirituality. Lord, how can we come alongside? How can we build on what you already done? You are the author and you will be the finisher. How can I be a co-laborer with you to exhort and to inspire to do righteousness? Righteousness, brothers and sisters. Holiness. Good stuff. Let's keep pursuing good stuff. Let's keep encouraging each other in godliness, righteousness, good works. But Jesus Christ needs to be the centrality of those good works. Not to go about establishing our own righteousness, but having Jesus as the central, ultimate. And out of that flows righteousness and obedience. I found this quote and it was quite revealing. And herein, I feel like, lies the answer to the needs of the world. Are we willing to be done with self? Are we willing for the sake of others? We call ourselves Christians. And our Lord Jesus gave up all of himself for the sake of us. Are we willing to give up all of ourself and our self and our need for something to be liked in this world? Here's this quote. When our mouths are empty of praise for others, it is probably because our hearts are full of love for self. End of quote. Let me read it again. When our mouths are empty of praise for others, it is probably because our hearts are full of love for self. But brothers and sisters, when the Lord Jesus Christ is within us, and he's our central theme, out of his river shall flow what? Rivers of living water. Brothers and sisters, living waters, that means there's life-giving power within our belly, and out of it will come out, and it will go where? Where will the rivers of love waters go? Back to God? Where does he want them to go? Everywhere. For the glory of our God. I confess to you that this spring I was cumbered about by the cares of life, by the workload. And you know what? The Word of God is true. It chokes out the Word of God. And I confess to you, brothers and sisters, my belly wasn't flowing with rivers of living water. I took my eyes off of the central thing. I am not exempt this morning. Though I'm not driving a truck, I'm not exempt of taking my eyes off of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I need you. I am undone. I am unworthy to be called your child. But because of your love and mercy and grace to us, I receive it by faith. I want to go on with you because you make a life worth living. I don't have to give myself to the energies of this world. I don't have to be affirmed by the things of this world. I don't have to find a place to stand because I stand on who? Who do you stand on this morning? Who do I stand on this morning? And his foundation shall never move. Are you on that rock? Or has your heart moved? Is there peace in your soul? Or have you moved? In Revelations, one of the churches said, boy, I didn't know I was supposed to read that one. I'm afraid it's going to take too long and I'm going to lose my thought. The church that, can anybody help me out? Maybe somebody read it lately. The church that he said, you have lost your first love. Does anybody know what was said before that? Chapter 2. Do you have a verse? Well, just that context. I'm sorry? Yeah, sure. Thank you. Okay. I know thy works. I'm going to start in verse 2. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hath labored and hast not fainted. These men are pursuing God, but they lost their first love. Brothers and sisters, let's not lose it, because out of that first love flows the river of life. So, why should we affirm others? I'm just going to read a few quotes that I found. When we commend God's image in people, so follow me here. When we commend God's image in people, who is glorified? Do I need to ask that question again? When we commend God's image in people around us, who is glorified? God is glorified. So why? And that's why we were made, to glorify God. So when you see somebody doing righteousness through the Lord Jesus Christ, when we affirm that, we are glorifying God. When your child does something right, can we glorify God in that moment? Let's. By commending Christ-like qualities and celebrating them when we spot them, affirmation showcases the character of God, giving him honor for the kind of God he really is. had made this point earlier. It earns the right standing from which to make suggestions. It gives us a hearing. Just like Jesus, when he said, "You've lost your first love." Is that the first thing he came up with? You've lost your first love! These things I see in you. I know thy works. Isn't it awesome to be known by our God? We have nothing to hide. The woman at the well had nothing to hide. Jesus knew exactly that she had five husbands. She was open and vulnerable. Brothers and sisters, we are too. Let's just acknowledge it. We're needy. But he blessed them for finding the liars and has labored well. Now they're ready to listen. Are you ready to listen? Another point. It lifts morale in the home, the office, church, or locker room. Giving affirmation lifts morale. Are you willing to find your centrality in Christ so that you can go out and affirm God's righteousness in people around you, that God's kingdom could be furthered? In your home, in your workplace, in the church. Does this place lack affirmation? It energizes people. It motivates them to what? What does it motivate them to? To the righteous. To the truth. It motivates them into good and more fruits. See, that's the exciting thing about this. You know, we might see a need in a brother, but we also see God pointing something in his life, and we come alongside and say, "Good job, keep going. Yeah, that's a good battle. That's right." And God will bring that person and that need through too. Isn't that how he worked in your life? Were you just, "I'm perfect"? No. I'm in need this morning. I am a wretched man. Because I take my eyes off the focus of the Lord Jesus Christ and put something else in place. Another one. It makes us easier to live with. It helps us practice looking at others positively. And the last, it constructively uses time that could be wasted on complaining. So, let's be instruments of God, like God is, okay? And I'm not saying that we should affirm sin. I hope you get my heart. I am by no means. But I'm saying, let's see the value of what God puts in our fellow man. And the suffering of his cross for that fellow man, where we can come alongside and help those brothers and help those sisters to a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. That we could all know. That was Paul's desire. That they may all come to the fullness of our, to the fullness of the gospel. The writer of Just As I Am was a lady. She suffered from a serious illness that left her disabled for the rest of her life. But in the midst of that, she wrote a song. You know, I am not able to go out. I'm not able to do exploits. I can't, you know, who knows what the list of I can'ts. But she chose to seek out, just like Mary, she chose to seek out the best thing, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Can somebody find me that song? Thank you. I want to take this opportunity to bless some of the ones that I see growing. I see you fasting. I see you praying. I see God working in your hearts. I just want to say, good job. Keep going. Let me ask you this. I'd like at least a few. Who's your spiritual hero? Name one.
My dad.
Your dad. Excellent. Anybody else? Who's a spiritual hero of yours?
Paul.
Anybody else? Mark, whatever, you fill in the blank. Who is your spiritual hero? I just want to bless you with this. They were on the same journey. They had to wrestle with some of the same things. One step after another. And we become those spiritual heroes. We become those spiritual giants. Brothers and sisters, let's keep going. Let's keep Jesus as our central focus. And the rest of the things will follow. And out of your river shall flow rivers of out of your belly. Is it belly? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Does your family need it? Does the society around us need it? We all said they're lacking it. Are you going to be an instrument? That number again?
629.
Thank you. I'd like to just take the time. If you felt God nudging you, that you moved, or that something is in your way, I don't know. I just thought, you know, if you needed a little bit of revival and you wanted to respond to the Lord, if you wanted to come up here, you're welcome to do so. If the Lord touched anything in your life that stands between you and Him, do you just mind the Lord? Mike, could you lead that song? Yeah, let's sing that song. You're welcome to respond however you wish, but just for the sake of the glory of God. Mike.
And thank you, Jesus. It's really good. Talk about our affections today and where they are. And if there's somebody that we have just a little bit of time here, if we could open it up for maybe still a confession or a testimony, maybe something to add on that could inspire more of us, something personal in your life maybe. Or something burning on your heart that you feel like you should share. Give your hand up there. Okay, we have a hand right here.
He asked who our spiritual hero is. Years ago, there was a godly woman that knew Scripture so well. And one of the Scriptures she explained in a way I'd never thought about was, it pleased the Father that in him would all fullness dwell. And she said, that means everything else is emptiness. And there's a lot of things in life that I can find pleasure in here and there. But if I look to those things or those relationships, it never satisfies. And the fullness... of his fullness have we all received, and the fullness of Christ is something I really want to learn to understand and live out.
Amen. That's good. That's a good request. Brother Dan. Thank you. That's good. Anybody else? I think it's so very important that we realize that each one of us is on a journey, and journey towards Christ, and our attitude towards each other is so important, that we encourage each other and that we help each other along. I think that's where Christ-likeness is most shown almost. Mike?
I'm reading a Bible plan right now, 31 Truths. Who I am in Christ. I'm not sure what triggered it exactly, but 31 truths, and it's 31 days of Bible reading, especially through Ephesians. And the first one, first day, the truth is I am a saint.
Wow.
God used that day to do a work in my heart. I began realizing the wrong thinking I had about who I am in Christ. Mm-hmm. And that truth is riveting its way in my heart still. To declare that I am a saint is not easy to say that. Think of the imperfections, the failures, the struggles, you know, the battles that we face. So that day I was just trying to get, you know, I had to get past that reference that says, you know, that questions, am I a saint? Get past that and say, I am a saint.
By the word of God.
Because of my faith in the Lord Jesus. That position doesn't change unless I take myself out of there, you know, unless I remove myself from faith in Christ. That position stays the same.
A robe of righteousness.
Even when there's failures. But, you know, coming back to that position in Christ. So, brothers and sisters, each one of sitting in this room who has confessed faith in the Lord Jesus is a saint.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. And Jason, thank you for speaking right into that, just confirming that this in my heart today. Another thing, I'm just full here. I was looking at my wife's Bible in the when Jason was reading through the Revelation, and she has on the side something that Keith Daniels said. He said about the church at Ephesus there, that first love was when I thrilled heaven, when you thrilled heaven. You know, the angels sure give affirmations when a sinner repents. They all rejoice. You thrilled heaven when you came to God through Christ.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Man, that's precious. And the devil is the accuser of the brethren. That's really good. That's affirming, Mike. We have John.
Been very blessed being here, and just really blessed by the opening and the main message. You know, it's so easy to, like Paul said, all the things I have, I count but dung that I might win Christ. And it's, you know, it's just brought out in a clear way, you know, what is our focus? Is our focus Christ, or is our focus our things, our dung pile? And I just, so, I thought it was just so, so blessed by how it was brought out, to really focus on Christ. You know, to offer a closer walk with God. You know, that's really our focus. I think we will become hot on fire for Christ. But too many times, and Jason also brought out, is where does our confirmation come from? Is it our friends from Facebook, things around us? Or is our confirmation from Christ? And, you know, I just had to confess too many times, repent in my own heart, confirmation comes from the acceptance around me versus my acceptance from Christ. Did you really look to Christ for our confirmation? And I just want to bless Jason and how he brought that out. That he really focused on things that matter. And I appreciated his confession that it's so easy to get overtaken with the cares of his life and the other things. I see that in my own life. So easy to get bogged down with things around me. But I really want to keep my focus on Jesus Christ. That is my confirmation. It's not success or my friends. It's Jesus Christ.
That's a good word. Very good. We have another testimony or prayer request. No, the Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot. It's just impossible. Somehow God has asked us to work, but we can't serve it. We can't desire to just do that. And then God also says if we seek to please men, we shouldn't be a servant of Christ. So again, there's a contradiction. In one way, we're seeking to love each other and please each other. But in another, in church life, you know, but in another way, it's got to be first unto God. He doesn't want a person that just moves and operates out of, hey, it's about me. It's very self-centered, both of those things.